I don't want to go into the contents of it. As I told you,
We understand.
yeah, you understand that. And he took, I think, finally 3 or 4 days on court to bring out his defense speech. And point for point, he spoke about all these evidences according to his point of view and said, "Now, please tell me what is wrong about my quotes out of history." And this was very, very important. And Mr. Mahler, yeah, he has been a lawyer too. And he's one of the most intelligent people I ever met in my life. It was very important. He is a brilliant speaker, and he has an enormous he has a very wide and deep knowledge of the German language, even. So I think the courts and even the prosecutors, they weren't able to follow him in mind. Yeah, they were totally, yeah,
I would like just to say
they
about
were
our listeners.
overwhelmed. They were really overwhelmed. They couldn't follow him. He was in such high places in mind, and while bringing out his arguments, it was so massive and so brilliantly spoken out. Yes, yeah, he impressed them. On the other hand side, they said, "Okay, this man is very dangerous, and he's totally convinced about what he's saying. And if we won't stop him, maybe he can bring the snow from the mountains." You know what I mean? There
An
could be a
avalanche.
movement. Yeah, there could be an avalanche. And they said, "If we don't stop this man with a very high sentence, there is a danger that many, many people will hear him, will understand him, and will join him." And therefore, he got very high sentence. In Munich, he got 6 years, in Potsdam, 5 years and 2 months, and several other verdicts come together finally to bring him into jail nearly 11 years.